Okay, first time flyers, hold on tight. Appa, yip yip.
Hello, and welcome back to Yip Yip, the Last Airbender podcast. I'm Illyria.
And I'm Jamie. And this week we have a special guest with us, the king of guest hosting, the Mac Daddy of them all, Mr. Robin Burge.
Robin, hello.
Actually, in fact, I am the Daddy Mac.
Ooh.
The other guy's the Mac Daddy.
Nice. Okay, I'm sorry.
Fantastic.
We both wear our pants backwards, though. So that's some great theme music. I am all pumped up. Did you guys write that yourselves?
No comment. I did something myself to get it, but I did not. No, I take no writing credit.
I love how it says first time flyers.
Yes,
that's great.
I know. Yes, as soon as I noticed that, I was like, that would be perfect.
Yes. Yeah, well, you know, trying to come up with a good title, and when he come back with that, I'm like, that's it. There's nothing else it could be called.
Yeah. Folks, you are listening to Yip Yip, the Last Airbender podcast. We are going to be covering chapters 13 and 14. And we are going to begin with the Blue Spirit. When Aang is captured by the Fire Nation, his only hope is a mysterious masked figure. IMDb, I'm a little disappointed there's no mention of frozen frogs. I'm just saying. I'm going to go first. I loved this episode so much!
It was a good one.
It was amazing! It was so awesome. It was just full of... I want to see this again and again and again. I hope there's more of this in the show. It's so good. It's so rewarding to be, you know, like 13 episodes in and have this hit you in the face. It was so good. I loved it, loved it, loved it.
I got a little note that is from the Avatar or the animated series book. Mm-hmm. This is a note from, as a matter of fact, it's on them two pages I posted in the outline. This mm-hmm. is from Michael and Brian. The initial pickup was 13 episodes, chance it could be the last. Needed something really exciting, something on the level of a series finale. That's how they treated this episode.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's why, I mean, it's just, you know, so good the whole way through, is because they weren't sure if they were going to be picked up for a full season or not.
It was so good.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's one of my favorite episodes of Avatar ever. That's pretty much really why I wanted to sign up for this one, because wow, if there's any episode of Avatar that I'd love to talk about and love to rewatch and just have a reason to rewatch, it'd be the Blue Spirit.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
so is this, are we at the point where you're caught up with are you watching stuff for the first time now, or this we're still in the
no I actually just checked my Netflix, and I believe the last episode I've watched was in early season 2, which was Avatar Day.
Okay,
so I'm
well, that'll
I'm,
be Illyrio Day then.
Yes, it will. It will be, and I'm looking forward to it because it's going to be cool not knowing and you know, getting that two-sided perspective, which we know. For those of you that don't know Robin, he is a co-host of mine on Redemption Cast, where we're doing this kind of intro cast thing with Angel the Series, and he's also a host on Fisher Cast, which is doing the same thing with 6 Feet Under.
Yes.
And so
not for children.
No. Not for kids. Yeah, I thought this episode, when I first started watching it the first time, I kind of thought, oh, it's going to be a lighthearted one. You know, with the whole sickness and the, you know, the quote I'm not going to mention because it might be mine or someone else's that Sokka mentions. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're transported to that Fire Nation area and it gets serious. Those guys were for reals. Those archers?
Yeah, Yu Yan.
Yeah.
Yu Yan, yeah.
Yeah. Poor guy. His falcon shows up with, sorry, but you have to do whatever he says. Loved it. Loved every part of this episode. I'm going to go straight to what I thought was not so good on my end. Nothing.
That's the exact quote I have.
I have no complaints. Even the stupid, semi-predictable joke about her making the cat food instead of the cure, I thought was perfect. I did not mind that at all. This episode was chock full of awesome.
I only had one nitpick, and since you guys already said that you had nothing, I'll just mention my one tiny nitpick. Mm-hmm. The guards run up the walls to put the ladders up.
Yeah.
Why don't they all run up the wall?
Suspension of disbelief.
Oh, S.O.D.
Or as we call it on Potential Cast and Redemption Cast, S.O.D. Yeah. You're right. I had not thought about that until this moment. Those ladders are really, really long.
Yeah.
Quite unwieldy. So let's get back to what we loved. I loved the ninja skills of the Blue Spirit. I loved the humor with the frogs. I loved that speech. That speech was really, really impressive. Zhao speech, Admiral Zhao, like his speech to the troops and everybody getting riled up, you know, it was really quite impressive. And, Aang getting captured was really quite impressive.
That actually is a surprise of mine, you know, that he could be captured.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh my gosh, they captured him. I mean, Zuko captured him earlier in this season, but I mean, I don't know. I just thought he was a little better than that.
I think the one thing I liked about the episode was just seeing Momo's perspective
of Gaara
telling him to get some water.
he was bringing everything but water. Momo.
And I also loved, after the escape, that talk that Aang had to Zuko with him just laying there.
Yeah.
You know, pretty in depth. But going back to my first impression for a second, Blue Spirit is a bad dude.
Yes.
And Commander then Admiral Zhao is a complete beep.
Yes. Yes. I will have to say that what I thoroughly enjoyed was how the Blue Spirit did not kill anyone. In his whole approach to free Aang, everyone was tied up or this, that, or you know, like incapacitated. But again, they're, you know, like keeping to the whole no blood and guts thing. For it, and it makes perfect sense because he doesn't want to kill anyone in the Fire Nation. He just wants to capture Aang for his own.
Yeah, well, when I was watching this, you know, going back and remembering my initial first time watching it, I'm thinking when they showed the whole Blue Spirit and they showed Zuko, I'm kind of like, really? Because you know, he's not knowing it. It's kind of, but then going back to this book again, I pulled another little tidbit. They said the Blue Spirit was an alter ego of Zuko, who was free of the burden of being fallen from grace within the... And that's why I love this book. I mean, I'm going to start pulling stuff from it every time we record this. Because it's got little tidbits of information that you maybe wouldn't have thought of.
Yeah.
But you think about it, the way he acted, the way he went in and, you know, got freed Aang, it is an alter ego to way
for sure.
We all know Zuko really is.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. The one other thing that I noted about the way the Blue Spirit takes everybody down, and then you find out about Zuko, is that you realize, you know, he was just on the ship, you know, spouting fire off here and there, but he doesn't use fire at all. In fact, he uses a bucket of water at one point.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. And actually, I didn't know it was a bucket, and I actually thought it was maybe a waterbender of sorts.
Oh.
Yeah. But yeah, serious, ugh, man. Such badassery. and such, I mean, it really, I mean, now that you mention it, Jamie, that it was ramping up to feel like a season finale or a series finale just totally gave you that whole, you know, fist pumping moments. And for me, if I can go to what surprised me, but in a very pleasantly surprised way, was when Zhao says the Avatar has to be taken alive, and the Blue Spirit threatens Aang's life.
Yes!
That was perfect! And unexpected, and it just makes perfect sense. Open the gate. Let him go, because this is not the way this is going to go down. Totally, totally badass. And, you know, it surprised me Aang considered leaving him behind. Like, Aang started going, I'm like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. You're not going to leave him there. Pick him up. Help him out. Yeah.
I think something kind of getting to the next thing with the other, for me, something mm-hmm. that kind of really was out there, and you maybe not really think about it, was the whole music score for when the Yu Yan was chasing Aang. Mm-hmm. That was a sudden, you just listen to us like, just the way they just, it kind of fired you up and kind of mm-hmm. like, you had the excitement, like, come on, Aang, you got to get away. But it did take it from there. This whole episode just had awesome score done to it.
Yeah.
Very mm-hmm. good score.
And I like the way they integrated it with, at the end, when Uncle Iroh was actually playing the same music we were listening to before.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really nice. I don't know if they've done that before or not, but that was really cool.
And you noticed the monkey that was on the table?
Mm-hmm.
The same monkey he got from the pirates?
Mm-hmm.
I love when the guards start the Survivor theme.
I know! Every time I watch it, I'm like... For sure. Absolutely.
What else? Also, I like the... As I like to refer to it, the Heli Aang as
oh, the one yeah.
escaping. Jump on, hang on. Keep handing the ladder to me.
That was great.
It was.
What else? You were talking points? About Momo and the trying to figure out what to bring to Katara, but I love that shot, the POV. Of Katara from Momo's perspective, just this, blah, 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 blah. And he's just kind of staring, like, what is she saying? She's pretty much implying, like, oh, he understands me.
Yeah. It was awesome.
It truly was. I mean, like Robin said, this is probably one of my favorites in this for, you know, I got some that are in that same group later on, but this one here out of season one was awesome.
Yeah. Oh, when Avatar ramps it up, you are just on the edge of your seat. It's the music. It's the fast-paced animation.
Yeah.
That whole chase through the jungle, you're absolutely right about that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the escape. Oh, wow.
The escape was awesome. The way he used those really long ladders was just gorgeous on the yes. screen. And, I mean, you know, I rewatched it tonight on my iPhone. Still super impressive. You know, I don't care how big or small the TV screen you're watching. It's so gorgeous. The chase through the trees where they're shooting off arrows and Tarzaning with the ropes attached. Just gorgeous silhouette shots. Just really awesome. Just awesome. And if I have one last point, that note taker or the stenographer or personal assistant, if you will, of Admiral Zhao saying, do you want me to hold off on sending this speech? what a burn. It was so good.
I love the little frog jokes too.
Yes.
Just him opening the door and seeing, oh, the Aang's escaped and ribbit.
All right, Robin, we'll let you go first. What out of four elements, what's your element rating for this one?
Out of the four elements?
Yes, yeah, that's our rating system, elements.
Oh, man, I just made up a rating system of my own.
Well, go ahead. You are a guest. You are allowed.
Oh, well, I'll just... I can adapt. I will say four out of the four elements.
But now absolutely. I need to know what your rating system was going to be.
Oh, it was going to be 10 out of 10 half-frozen frogs legs.
Nice.
Oh, I like that.
5 out of 5 frogs. Frozen frogs.
Yes, and 5 out of 5... Not frozen.
Jamie?
I'll give this one a 4 also.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I thought about it, I considered it, and is it really... Yes, of course, I'm giving it 4. Give me a break. It was so awesome!
It was can I get a blue spirit mask?
Where can I
get some grinning mask?
Where can I get a blue some blue spirit skills?
Yeah, that'd be. I guess I'd probably enjoy those more. Mm-hmm.
If I wanted those kind of skills, I'd have to drop about 200 pounds for to be that agile.
Come on now,
Skype fist bump.
Come on now, Jack Black gives us all hope.
That's true.
He's very spry. He is the
Kung Fu Panda.
what perfect casting. I mean, I know this is a Kung Fu, but perfect casting. I have to.
We need an obese voice.
Yeah. That's funny. Man. All right.
Favorite quotes?
Quotes.
I have a few.
You have a few? Okay. I would like to start since I have just one.
Okay.
Rabbit. Quote of the episode.
Oh. I've got three short ones. First one was when Aang looks at the old lady at the top of the hill. You're insane, aren't you? That's right. Okay. Sorry. Then Aang said, please go back to being frozen. Come back. Stop thawing out. Those were my three favorites.
I guess I have four. Okay, really quick. Classic Appa. Aang holding the arrows up. I think you dropped these. And
that was the frogs, weird.
The frogs escaping. Wait, my friend needs to suck on those frogs. And then, of course, this one kills me at the end. It's just Sokka saying, "How was your trip? Did you make any new friends?" Aang, "No, I don't think I did."
Yeah.
No, he tried. Oh, it was so sad.
He did.
Aang, always the peacemaker.
Yeah. Definitely. Mm-hmm. That is what we thought about this episode. You can reach us. You can email us, yipyippodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter. We're twitter.com/yipyippodcast. You can check out yipyippodcast.blogspot.com, where we release the show and where we have the ability to put out some show notes and some details. You can directly download or subscribe to us on iTunes. We are back. Jamie, yep. Do we have a phone number that people can reach us at?
Yes, we do. It's 704-765-ANG. Nice. Or that's 704-765-2264.
Awesome. So, we are now going to talk about the next episode. And the next episode is The Fortune Teller. The gang, I'm saying gang because there are two A's. Someone had a typo on IMDb. The gang. I wonder if that's a little joke. That's funny because it's a capital. Really, it's a capital G. It's cap. Okay, it's capital G A A N G. I like maybe, that.
Maybe that's like
it's the Aang gang.
Yeah, the fan community made that up.
Maybe.
Yeah, we're not key to it.
The gang visits a village where a fortune teller lives who is said to never be wrong. Aang tries to show Katara how he feels about her. Aww. So we were up so high, and then we kind of descend into, I mean, it was interesting. I enjoyed, but I kept waiting for the big moment. The blue spirit spoiled me. Yeah. Is what I would have to say. Now, if we take a look at the air dates for this, the blue spirit aired June 17th, 2005. And the fortune teller aired September 23rd, 2005. Uh-oh. So it was wow. Basically end of half season and then beginning of next half. And so I can imagine fans desperately waiting for more awesome must have felt worse than me.
Am I not so good at this episode? I called it a filler.
A filler. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. After such a solid solid episode. We have kind of this silly diversion. I mean, it's a lot of good comedy.
Yeah.
But I wanted, I just wanted some Zuko and Uncle Iroh.
Yeah, it would have been pretty darn awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, what I'd like to talk about with this episode specifically is things that I loved was Sokka. In this episode, Sokka for me was, quite frankly, the voice of reason and still quite clearly this awesome buffoon. And another thing I loved, a platypus bear.
Really?
Yes.
That's what I put on my, what I thought was not so good.
Really? I'm a big fan of the whole mixing of animals on the show. I love the turkey ducks.
I know, but they mixed an animal with an animal that was already mixed.
That's fine. It's okay. There are different kinds of bears.
No. They have to be held accountable. Big should have just went with a duck bear.
Yeah. Oh, and my favorite part of the episode by far, when Appa scares the egg out of the platypus bear.
Yes, that's how my list.
Great.
Oh, that was brilliant. And I'm like, oh my god, they put that on TV? And then Sokka sniffing it was the worst. I thought that was going a little too far, but I guess it's standards and practices had the day off.
I loved at the beginning when the fish was toning Sokka.
Yes.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And then Katara gets the soft light treatment from Star Trek.
Oh, man. Yeah. And so does Aang.
Yes. Oh. But the best thing is that look on his face when they give him that. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was charming. I loved the interactions of it. But what I thought was not so good was the fact that it felt like filler and it felt kind of just... I was bored at times. I was bored at times. Like, why is Katara going back to the fortune teller the whole time? Really? I keep hoping Katara is going to be more badass, independent, and she has these moments of, oh, Jet. and tell me more about should I eat a papaya?
And that was one of my first impressions, that she was infatuated with this fortune telling.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a slippery slope. You read one horoscope, and then you're doing your chart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what I thought was not so good was I just wrote, Aang, focus.
Yeah.
This is, you don't need to be doing this. I mean, I'm a Katanga.
Katanga?
Shipper.
That's hilarious.
And everything, but I just made up a shipping term for a cartoon show. I really think that I was really kind of a fan of those two, having, I mean, they're kids, so I don't want to see them smooching each other or anything, but I love the puppy love thing that Aang has for Katara. What I don't like is him eavesdropping.
Yeah, that was not cool.
Yeah. And acting, doing the, okay, I think he's smarter than to be like, oh, like the typical teenage rom-com thing. Like, somebody gives him advice or say, stupid.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it doesn't work. I just
all he needed was to be eating an apple at the time.
Yeah.
Hey. How's it going? Didn't see you there.
Yeah.
And then he blows it. Yeah, I'm busy with my own stuff, too. Bye.
Katara shows him exactly what aloof is all about.
Yeah. Tell me about it. Man.
Well, I think, for me, one thing that surprised me about this is, even after the village was saved, everybody still didn't take for what happened as what happened. They said, well, Aunt Wu was right. The village was saved.
Oh, man.
But it was like, it wouldn't have happened, but
Yeah.
But in case anybody was wondering, what Aunt Wu done was called osteomancy.
Yeah.
And that's the practice of divining the fortune by throwing the bones in the fire and reading the cracks.
Yep. Yeah, very, 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 very ancient tradition. Some people still kind of do that to tell fortunes. It's a little bit, you know, tougher now with all these green gas, these greenhouse gas laws. especially here, it's now against the law to have a wood burning stove in Montreal.
Really? Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
So when you want to fry up some bones.
Yeah, I mean. You can't. I mean, you have to go to a restaurant if they have a wood-burning oven and then use there, but they don't like you showing up with a bag of bones. Even just one.
Yeah.
Darn.
Yeah. But, yeah, so that was... Ugh. Then the Reading the Clouds. Never heard of that before.
I did like the cloud bending, but the cloud bending usually is that nice. that is done in a park in the nude.
Okay. I don't get the reference, but...
Fisher King.
Oh, thank you for reminding me.
Awesome. Actually, they called it cloud busting, but whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. There were moments, you know, Aang getting all powerful bender.
Yes.
Was really cool.
That is on my, that is one of the things on my What Surprised Me list. Was just like, when that happened, I was like, yes! Yes, it's almost over. We just finally saw something awesome. But the other thing that's on my was surprise do list, but is well, you guys kind of touched on it, but I wrote Sokka is the only rational person that surprises me. Usually he's the idiot.
Well, you can be an idiot and still be rational. Because the idiocy is the kicking the rock and then it hitting you in the head, right?
Idiocy is standing in front of a trench that was not finished and seeing gigantic amounts of lava come pouring down and thinking, I wonder if this is actually going to work. Now, Aang can get out of there with his airbending powers, but, I mean, Sokka and Katara are kind of not making the right choices here.
Yes, they're bleeped. They're kind of taking for granted that Aang's just going to save them, I guess. Maybe that would explain it.
I think for me on this, some of the other things that kind of jumped out was Aang's fortune foretelling of his coming battles. And then we had the whole Aang, Katara, and Ming and Aang, her being infatuated with him, and is he the big-eared person you're supposed to marry? And a little note of. Little side note is Ming was voiced by Jesse Flowers, who we'll see again coming in season 2 as Toph.
Oh,
who's that? I don't think I've met that person yet.
You'll enjoy her when you see her.
Awesome. That'll be great.
She's a Wicca. No, she's not.
No. I'm out of points. I'm ready to rate. You guys?
Oh, I just wanted to say Meg's missing tooth and crush are adorbs.
In the hair that won't
blast you, Robin.
Last year wasn't that long ago, so I can still use it.
I'm going to ask Robin to rate this episode.
I'm gonna give it 2 out of 4 elements. Yeah, it only gets up to Earth for me. Right? Isn't it water, Earth? Never
mind.
So yeah, it was fun. It was fun, but as a follow up to the Blue Spirit, and you know, and I feel bad for the people who are watching it live, who might have like. Really talked about Blue Spirit and talked about got their friends all ready to watch
all through summer, right? You got to watch this show. It's awesome. Yeah. It starts up again in September.
It's so BA. And then they come back to this. It's like,
yeah, not cool. I'm going to give it 1.5 elements out of 4. I did not enjoy this. I was really let down, and it's, maybe because of the close proximity to the Blue Spirit, but I was really let down. I really did not enjoy it very much at all.
I'm going to give it a 2 out of 4.
Yeah. I was going to give it a 5 out of 10 fluffy bunny clouds, just in case you were wondering.
Nice. Very nice. I think we're ready for quotes.
Never thought about doing that. Oh, well. Okay. Get my keyboard. Come on. Thank you. Keyboard wouldn't disappear so I could see my clothes. Of course, one of my first ones was he's telling us again. And then Ming breaking out her floozy.
Yeah, at the end.
My guitar.
Mine is. And she has such manageable hair. I can relate, Mang. I can relate.
I, again, have a bunch of quotes. Sorry. But there's some funny exchanges here. I mean, right in the beginning of the episode is a great one. Great, Aang, instead of saving the world, maybe you should start a jewelry business. Hey, I can't see why I can't do both.
That is awesome.
Let's see. Oh, I'll skip. This was my favorite. Can your science explain how it rains? Yes!
It can!
I had one. Well, my last one I had was he's one powerful bender, and Katara's the light bulb going off her head, realizing that that's what Aunt Wu predicted about her future love interest was a powerful bender.
Oh, and who can forget Smoochie Boochie? I mean, Smoochie Smoochie, someone's in love. He starts saying Smoochie, and I'm like, oh my god, is this a Jay and Silent Bob reference in a kid's show?
You see, like, little Jay and Silent Bob guys just
I didn't need, like, a mental bender, image though, of Sokka doing pelvic thrusts. Yeah. No.
You know who's a powerful bender, though?
Mm-hmm.
John Bender from The Breakfast Club.
Yes, agreed. Very much so. Robin, I want to thank you for joining us, and can you let our listeners know where they can listen to you?
Yes, first and foremost, you can hear me on, what should I say first?
In no particular order.
In no particular order. I'll do it alphabetically. FisherCast is a 6 Feet Under podcast. If you're a child, please don't tune in. But if you are a grown-up and you either enjoyed the show or you're like looking for a reason to get started, my podcast is really fun to listen to. I have some great co-hosts, Moira and Dez. That's fishercast.blogspot.com. And, yeah, RedemptionCast. That's at redemptioncast.blogspot.com. Of course, you've probably heard about it before here on the show, so I won't go too much into it. Angel Podcast, IntroCast. Angel's an awesome show. Maybe for older kids?
Maybe.
But, yes, I do enjoy podcasting with the Gax, which is spelled G-A-X-S.
That is incorrect, but I will allow it. All right. Well, again, let's talk about what we're going to watch for next time and close out the show. Jamie, what are we watching next time?
Next time we'll be talking about Bato of the Water Tribe and the Deserter.
The Deserter, which I hear rumor has nothing to do with pastries.
No.
All right, then. Robin.
Sorry.
Jamie. And I'm Illyrio. We wish you all a wonderful time, and we will have you listen to us very soon. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.